Dan staat het Heel Alef, de Mishnah. Oké, het tolles me otzit nokkel, chayev, de sheen al nokkel potter. If you harvest something out of a flower pot with a hole in the bottom, or a hole in it, so you're chayev, because one of two possibilities. We'll see throughout the sugya here. One is that since it has a hole in the bottom, so the earth in the flower pot is considered mechubar lekarka. There's no separation between the earth and the earth. It's on the ground, and the two earths are considered connected, and therefore it's growing. What's it called? It's considered the flower pot's considered mechubar lekarka, and therefore the thing is growing from the karka. Second possibility is, since it has a hole in the bottom, so it's yonek from the karka. It's not considered mamish mechubar lekarka. The two earths aren't considered, since there's a flower pot, even though there's a hole separating them. But lamaisa, since there's a hole, the plant is yonek. It gets its nourishment from the ground, and when you cut off that nourishment, that's called kosher. Two different possibilities. Reb Shimon poter bezel bezel. Reb Shimon holds that either an otzitz is not nakuv, doesn't have a hole, so it's completely separated from the ground, doesn't get any yinika, and therefore it's not considered tolesh min ha-Torah, it's only durabanan. And Reb Shimon holds both are only durabanan, and either because he holds that the yinika doesn't make it ksira, or he holds it doesn't become the chubra lekarka, whatever the reason is, he holds that an otzitz nakuv has a din only durabanan. Okay, and there's also shailas where you need a nekev. Klicheres, according to some, doesn't need a nekev because if you hold the yunika goes through. But wood does need. Others hold that wood, bedafka, doesn't need a nekev, but klicheres does need a nekev. And metal, plastic, these kind of things, plastic, really, Chazal didn't speak about, but metal, things similar to that, that aren't porous at all, those things for sure need a nekev to be considered an otzitz nakuv. Okay, hatolish mi otzitz nakuv chayiv, Rashi, the havi kimechuber. The yonik min akarka. Rashi mentions both things. It's kimechuber, because it's yonik min akarka, it's considered mechuber. Al yidei hanekev, shemei riach lachluchis hakarka, vafilu hanekev bedofno. And therefore, since the ikar is because of yinika, doesn't make a difference if the hole is in the bottom, or the holes in the side. Right? L'chora, if the inyan is that it has to be mechubar lekarka, then l'chora, the hole has to be in the bottom, where the two karkas can come in contact. But if the idea is yunika, then even if it's on the side, right, whichever the roots are in the otzitz gets yunika from the ground, even through the side. So if it's dependent on yunika, it doesn't make a difference, l'chora, where the hole is. But if it's dependent on chibur lekarka, it should make a difference where the hole is, if the hole's in the bottom or the hole's in the side. Rashi seems to learn that the whole inyan is because of yunika, and therefore he says it doesn't make a difference if the hole is in the side or in the bottom. Okay. Gemara. Rami le Abaye le Rava. Okay. So Abaye asked Rava the following stira. V'amri lo Reb Chiya bar Rav le Rav. And some say it was Reb Chiya bar Rav who asked this question to Rav. Tznan, Reb Shimon poter bezeh ubezeh. Reb Shimon holds that an otzitz nakuv and an otzitz she'ein on nakuv are the same, that both are only issur d'rabbanan if you harvest something from the flower pot. Alma nakuv, Reb Shimon, k'she'ein on nakuv mashvile. So Reb Shimon holds that an otzitz nakuv has the same din as an otzitz she'ein on nakuv. For Amini, Reb Shimon omer, ein be nakuv l'she'ein on nakuv. Reb Shimon holds there's no difference between an otzitz nakuv and an otzitz she'ein on nakuv. The only difference is that an otzitz nakuv is mekabel hechsher, is not mekabel hechsher, and otzitz she'en on nakuv is mekabel hechsher. See, Rashi learns. Ela lahachshir zroyim, Rashi. Hazruim b'socho, right? If you have seeds in a flower pot, so otzitz nakuv ainu mekabel hechsher l'tuma. And then water gets on those seeds, which is a hechsher or any one of the seven mashkim. So ochel is not makabel tuma until it, has a hechsher, until some one of the seven liquids, yad shochet dam, yayin, dvash, shemen, cholov, tal, and dam and what's it called, mayim and water, all those seven. So it has to come onto it. And it has to be on it when it's not mechubar lekarka. But if it's mechubar lekarka, there's no ochel that ever is possible to grow without water, without rainfall. So when it's mechubar lekarka, the hechsher doesn't count. It has to be when it's not mechubar lekarka. So if seeds are planted in a atzitz nakuv, then and water gets on them, they're not mekabel tuma, because it's considered what's it called mechubar lekarka. But if it doesn't have a hole in it, it's a flower pot without a hole, and there's seeds in it, and water comes on it, or one of the other mashkin, right, then it is makabel hechsher, considered talish. Where it says, v'horeb shimin ka'omer lei, and this is Reb Shimon. The hochigar sin, Reb Shimon omer, ein bein nakuv, l'sheino nakuv, except this halacha. Il rabbanon ikatuva, so ha'machayvi anakuv mishum shabbos, u'pakri ha'sheino nakuv, according to rabbanon. Right, there's a lot of differences between an otzit nakuv and eino nakuv. Right, so the chora, it's mashma that Reb Shimon doesn't hold that an otzit nakuv and an eino nakuv are exactly the same thing. So if that's the case, then why by Shabbos is it different? Why, if an otzit nakuv, right, is not mekabel hechsher, right, because it's considered mechubar, then why isn't it considered mechubar legabi Shabbos? So how could they be the same thing and there be a difference between hechsher zroyim or whatever? Samara says, "Lechol Omer Le, Lechol Mile Reb Shimon Ketolish Mashvile." Really, Reb Shimon holds that there's no difference between an Otzitz Nakuv and Eitz Hashani Nakuv, and even a Nakuv is considered Tolish, not considered Mechubar LeKarka. The Shani Linyan Tuma, the only difference is Legabe Hechsher Zroyim, the Hatora Ribsa Tahara Eitz Zroyim, a special pasuk that tells me that the Zroyim are considered Tor, even if they're a little bit considered Mechubar LeKarka. Right? Even though Meikar Adin, it's not Mechubar LeKarka. And if you're Tolish from it on Shabbos, you're only on over Nisr Drabon. But by Zroyim, even if it's a little bit connected to the ground, it's still considered what's it called Tor. Where do we have that? Shenamar, I'll call Zera Zerua Asher Yizorea. Right? Anything that could be considered planted. Rashi, Lechol Mile, Leshabbos, Veliknos Meshicha, Velo Bekesef, all these things makes a difference if it's considered like karka, it's considered metalklin. It's considered something that's movable, or it's considered something that's, what's it called, that's real estate. Right? So Gabi Shabbos, it has to be mechubar lekarka to be what's it called, to be chayav. It's not mechubar lekarka, then it's not tolish. Legabi, what's it called, a kinyan. Metalklin or nikna b'meshicha. Right? Not b'kesek. And karka is nikna b'kesek. If an otzitz nakuv is considered karaka, you can buy it with kesef. If it's considered metalklin, you have to make meshicha. Reb Shimon holds that it's metalklin, you have to make meshicha. Prusbol, you can only write a prusbol on if you have karaka. If you only have an otzitz nakuv, Reb Shimon would hold you can't write a prusbol. And the Chacham would hold you can write a prusbol. So whatever is considered karaka or metalklin, Reb Shimon holds that an otzitz nakuv is considered metalklin. But by Hechsher Zroyim, there's a special halacha. Asher Yizoreya, Kedera Sha'odim Mochi Lizriya, Lemu'ute Mechuber Koldehu. Right? It has to be that you're taking it out to plant. Asher Yizoreya, which will be planted. But if it's in any way Mechuber, right? Even a Miktsas, Lahachi, Ahani Zriyos, Yaseira, Dekra, that it's not Makabal Hechsher. Right? It's not Makabal Hechsher to become Tommy. Lahachi anis rios yisera dekra umiyu she'enol nakuv tolish gomer lemais it's tolish, but she'enol nakuv though is tolish gomer. That is not even a miktsas mechubah. And the way they explain it is that Reb Shimon holds that the chachamim hold that an otzitz nakuv is mechubah lekarka. It's not just as yinika from the karka. It's mamish mechubah lekarka. It's as a din of karka. But even Reb Shimon holds that some yinika it does have. But it's not mechubar lekarka. So legabi metal is a metalklin. Legabi all the halachas that we mentioned, it has to be mechubar lekarka to be chayiv on Shabbos. Not enough yinika. The rabbanon could hold it has a din mamish mechubar lekarka. But when it comes to hechsher zroyim, yinika is enough. If it's yonek already, then it's not the way that people take it out to plant. That's already considered a little bit planted. Memela, it's not mekabel hechsher zroyim. That's how the mefarish this the difference between by Reb Shimon between hechsher and between all the other things that Yanika, to a certain degree it has, but not enough to make it Mechubar Lekarka, or not enough to be considered Mechubar Lekarka because of the fact that the earth is connected to the other earth. Okay. Hahu Saba Reb Zeira. So this Saba asked Reb Zeira, Shorish Keneged Nekev Mali. Would it make a difference to Reb Shimon if the root is mamish where the hole is? In other words, normally the root is not opposite the hole, so you have to have the hole either considering the karka in the otzitz connected to the ground. That Reb Shimon doesn't hold. The yanika through the otzitz, that also he doesn't hold the chor, except by Heksher's right. How about if the shoresh is mamish connected the hole, so it's yonek directly from the ground? It's not like a two-stage thing, right, through the otzitz. It's mamish, what's it called, like exposed to the ground, the shoresh. Mamish connected the hole. Would that make a difference according to Reb Shimon? Would their Reb Shimon hold that that's enough to be considered mamish mechul lekarka for one of two reasons? He doesn't hold that the two earths become connected, but if the shoresh is mamish, what's it called, exposed to the ground, that becomes mechubar. That's like bottle to the ground. Or he doesn't hold that yanika through the earth of the otzitz is yanika. But if it's direct yanika, maybe that yes. Okay, so according to either side, you can understand why this would be different. Om Reb Shimon, Mali Om Reb Shimon, what would Reb Shimon say in that case? Ishti. So Reb Zeira kept quiet. Velo Omer Le Velo Midi, he didn't say anything. Zim Nechada, Ashkechei De Yosef De Ka Omer. One time he found the Saba, I guess, found Reb Zeira learning this sugi again, and he had something to say about it. The Ka'amar, Umoda Reb Shimon, Shenika Bichtei Taharoso, what's it called? That Reb Shimon is Moda, if the flower pot didn't have just a hole in it, but it was, what's it called, broken in such a way that it wasn't considered a kli anymore. Then Reb Shimon is Moda, that it's considered Mechubar Lekarka, right? Either because when it's a kli, so it's separating between this ground and the other ground, it just has a hole in it. There are Shimon holes that's not enough to make it mechubar lekarka. But it doesn't have a shame kli bichlal. You put earth on top of other earth, right? Not in a kli. Then Reb Shimon would hold it's not an otzitz. That's a mound of earth on the other earth. That's for sure mechubar lekarka. So if even though it's in what appears to be a kli, but it's broken enough that it doesn't have a din of a kli, then it's a mound of earth on the earth. That's mechubar lekarka. Or when does he hold the yanika? Isn't yanika when it's two stages? It's yonek from the flower pot, and the flower pot is in such a way that it lets yanika from the ground come into it. But if there's no pot, the pot doesn't have a din of a pot, right? And then what's it called? So the ground is mamish, so then it's not called two stages. It's yonek directly from the ground, because this ground is considered like this ground. May not be enough to be considered mechubar, but it's enough to make one yanika. So on either side, there's a way of learning it. Okay? Shemari Samarle, so the Saba said to him, Lechara, if you hold like this, why don't you answer me in my shayla, where the shoresh is mamish exposed to the ground? Amarle, hash the shoresh keneged nekev boy minoch, velo amres li velo midi. I asked you something that's even better than this, where the shoresh is mamish, what's it called, exposed to the ground. Then there's no svar in the world to say that it shouldn't be mechubar lekarka, lechara, and it shouldn't be yonek directly, right? You're telling me a bigger chiddush, that even where the shoresh is not exposed to the ground, mamish, it's still going through a pot, except the pot doesn't have a din of a kli, there it's Reb Shimon is molded. He's molded in that case, he's surely molded in the case where the shoresh is mamish directly, because both svaras we said apply in that case, right? It's both yonek directly from the ground, and it's directly connected to the ground, right? Here, it's still, there's still earth separating it, right? The only thing is, halachically, it's not in a kli. But so if that case is good, then my case surely is good. Why don't you answer me? Right? Boy, we have lo amr li midi. Niki bichtei taroso mi boya. What's it called? So if what's it, you couldn't, 1 second. Shorish keneged nekev boy minoch lo amar li velo midi, nikev bichtei taroso mi boy, what's the shaila then? If my case you didn't know, then this case for surely is no good. It's not as good. Omer Abaye, the itmer lohod Reb Zeira hachi hu de itmer. Enechanami. If what was said in the name of Reb Zeira was said like this. Umoda Reb Shimon, shenikiv lematim revius, that if the kli was nikiv under a revius, in other words, we can't hold a revius, right? There's not a revius of the bottom in the bottom of the kli, right? Then it's not a kli v'klal. If it has a hole less than a revius, doesn't leave a revius of a kli without a hole, then what's it called? Then it's not a kli. Whatever, yeah. Okay, Rashi. Mali Omer Reb Shimon, Mi Moda, what would Reb Shimon say in this case? That's what the Saba asked him. What would he say in the case where the Shoresh is exposed to the ground directly? The Hamachuber Hu, Hai Shoresh. The Tolshu Leibish Shabbos Mechayev. Would Reb Shimon hold that since this Shoresh is Mamash Mechuber, there's nothing separating between him and the ground, so if you're Tolish from that, then you're Chayev. Zimnin pamacheres shenikiv ha'otzis b'chidei taharaso shenitma nitar b'shvirazu. If the otzis had become tame, right, that this breaking would make it tahar. V'hainu k'motzi zayis. That is the amount that lets a zayis go through. Okay, that's the normal. If you weren't meyachedit for rimonim, then the normal shear of tuma has to be that it doesn't have a hole in it to let zayisim go. Because normally people don't use kalim for things bigger than zayin, right? And if they won't hold something of a zayis, they throw it out, right? Unless you're meyachidit for bigger things and it has holes in it that wouldn't let those big things go through. Tisnam meseches kalim klicheres ha'osi la'ochlim shiuro kezayin. Kalim that are normally made to hold food, if they let zayin go through, you don't use it for food anymore. You throw it away. Umolder Reb Shimon b'ha techoshiv mechuber kol azroim shebesocho desulo havi kli. It's not a kli, so it's not chotzeitz. It's either not chotzeitz because of the yanika, and it's not chotzeitz because of the offer and the offer. It's not a kli. Nichid b'chvei toros miboya, the havelon the sfuke bay, the hanach the lav keneged anekev, the at poshat telu the kula mechuber ninu. Right? My shaila was where it's mamish keneged the nekev. Right? And that you weren't able to answer me. And you tie that the other case, which is worse, is for sure good, then my case is sure good. Right? Where it's not keneged the nekev, where it had a hole in it, and the shoresh was not opposite the ground. There was still some part of the kli there, but it's not considered a kli. If that's considered mechuber, then my case surely is considered mechuber. So why don't you answer me? If you knew that this is considered mechuber, then why don't you answer me to my case? My case is surely mechuber. Where it says no, yitma de Reb Zera, de Mod Reb Shim, b'shum nekev, it was in a different case. That's why he didn't answer the Saba, because still the case of the shorish is not clear. Hachi hu de'itmer, shim nekev lematim revius. Sheino magzik revius min hanekev lamata. The kli won't hold the revius, right, from the nekev and down. So basically, the whole kli is not a kli. Okay, the butzer mehochi lav kli. Less than that is not a kli. Less than something that holds the revius is not called a kli. So therefore, there's no kli b'chlal. So it's like it was what's it called? Nekev keneged hashorish. It's both milas. It's not in a kli, right? Now, Reb Zera had a shaila in the case where it's a kli, but there's a hole in the kli that still leaves it be a kli, but the shoresh is connected that hole. There's a shaila. Since it's in a kli, maybe the kli is mafsik, or maybe not. Since the shoresh is directly exposed to the ground, that's still what's it called considered mechuber. That was his shaila, which he didn't know. But in a case where there's no kli b'chlau, where it's nikiv lamata from what's it called, and the shoresh is exposed completely because there's no kli. The cloud is no kli, so that's for sure no problem. The problem only was where there is a kli and the shoresh is still exposed. Will that make a difference or not? That he didn't know. But this case, where there's no kli b'chlal, so it's like taking a mound of earth and putting on the earth. That's for sure, not an otzitz, that's mechuber l'karka. Okay, let's go on. Omar Rava, chamesh midos b'klicheres. Since now we're talking about klicheres that was nikav or whatever, so now we're going to get to some of the halachas of klicheres. There are five midos in klicheres. Nikav kemotzi mashke, tohor melatame gistra, vadayin klihu lekadesh bo mechatas. Okay, if the, what's it called, it had a hole in it that when the water was inside it, so the pressure of the water let it seep out, drip by drip. Okay, that's a very small hole, right? It let water drip out of it. It's a very small hole. So then, what's it called? It's not metame gistra. Gistra means like this. If you have a whole kli, and it has a little hole like that in it that lets water out, it's still a kli, and it's still mekabel tuma or whatever. But if the kli broke, okay, and now you have a broken part of a kli, so the halacha is that that's still mekabel tuma as gistera, because you'll use that to put under a whole kli and catch the So it has a use. It has a use to, if you have a kli with a little hole in it, you'll put this under it to catch the drippings. But if that has a hole in it, you're not going to go get another broken piece to put under that. Then you throw it away. So, als mitami, als gistra, it's not mitami, if it has a hole. For gistra, if a broken part of the kli has a little hole in it that will even let the water out, now it's a kli broken to two halves. You have a half a kli now with a little hole in it. That already people aren't going to use it or throw away. So that's not mekabel tuma. But if you have a whole kli with that little hole in it, still mekabel tuma. Because somebody will use it, just get some other little broken piece to support it. Vadain kli hu lekadish bo mechatas. It's still considered a full-fledged kli, and you can be mekadish mechatas, paraduma. You need mayim chayim el keli. It has to be, what's it called, in a kli. And this is called a kli. Niket kikonish mashka, a bigger hole that lets water in the kli. If you put it on the water will come into the kli. That needs a bigger hole to let water come in, right, than to let water seep out. So if it's a little bit bigger hole, enough just to let a mashka in to the kli, then tarm lekadosh mechatas, that's not considered a kli legabi mechatas. It's not a kli anymore, and therefore what's it called? Tahar over here, does Rashi says, doesn't mean it's tahar, it means it's useless. Right, it's forget about it. Right, it's cleaned off from being mekabel mechatas. You can't use it for mechatas. It's not a kli. V'adayin kli hu l'hashir b'zroyim. But it's still considered a kli, right? That if it doesn't have any other hole in it, then what's it called? Then it's zroyim are not mukshir in that. It's still considered an otzit she'eino nakuv. Because the minimum nekev to be considered an otzit nakuv, we'll see, is kedei shorish, that a root could go out of it. This is a very tiny hole still. It'll let water in, but nothing else. It's smaller than a root. So if you put zroyim in it, and they get liquids on it, it's not mekabel tuma. It's what's it called? It is, right, l'hashur, it's still considered a kli that it is mekabel tuma. Right, it's not considered mechuber l'karka. Therefore, if seeds are in it, they'll be mekabel tuma. They'll be mekabel hechsher. Nikiv kishorish cotton, tor melahachsher bozroyim, vaydayin kli ulekabel bobeis zaysim. If it has a big enough hole for a root to go through, so then it's considered, what's it called, not a kli, legabe a kli that's not mechuber lekarka, legabe, what's it called, zroyim. In other words, now if you are machsher the zroyim, they're not mekabel hechsher, because they're considered mechuber lekarka, but it's still a kli to mekabel tuma, because it's what's it called, mekabel zesim. You can still put zesim in there and they won't fall out. So it's a regular kli, legabe ochlim, it's miuchad la ochlim, a kli that's miuchad la ochlim, if it doesn't have a hole that's bigger than zesim, it's still mekabel tuma. Nikev kemotzi zesim, tor melekabel bo zesim, vadayin kli hu lekabel bo rimonim. Right, so if it has a hole the size of an olive, it lets olives go through, then stam, it's not mekabel tuma anymore. Unless you are meyached et l'rimonim, you set this kli aside to take things bigger than a zayas, right? To take rimonim, which won't fall through if it has a hole the size of a zayas, then it's still mekabel tuma, right? Because you are meyached it for something bigger. But if you weren't meyached it for something bigger, you just use as a regular kli for ochlim, then it loses its tuma as soon as it has a hole that's the size of a zayas. Nikiv kemotzi rimonim tar miklum. And if it had a hole the size of a rimon, then it's not a kli b'chlal. Then there's nothing you can do anymore. Even if you miyached it for watermelons, right? Still not a kli. It has to be at least big enough. The holes have to be small enough not to let rimonim through. Once rimonim go through, that's not a kli b'chlal. Okay. Vimhukav tzomit pasul. If, however, this kli cheres had a, what's it called, had a cover on the over the top, okay, and it was fastened on, okay, that's hukat somit pasul, then achiyifchas rubo. Then the halacha is like this. Here, the tumah can only come in through the top, okay? A kli is in an oel hames, okay? So the halacha is that even if it's opened up, there's holes in it, but the top, the place where you normally put things in, the top of the kli, the opening in the top, is closed off, right, sealed. So then the halacha is that it's not makabel tumah be'ol hames. The tumah from the ol hames has to go through the top. As long as it's not open, most of it, then it still has a din of a kli. It's a kli that its summit puzzle is on it, and the tumah of ol won't go in. It can't go into the side.
What?
Yeah. But it's not most of the kli. It's a big kli, so we can have even big holes in it. But it's not, what's it called? So it's not a kli to makabel tumah, but it's still a kli to keep out the tumah of ol hames. Because the ol hames won't go through the side. It'll only go through the top. And if the top is sealed off,
it's not
kli. The gabi this, it's a kli. The gabi summit puzzle, it's a kli.
For protecting.
No, it's, right, for protecting things in it from ol hames. Okay, 1 second, Rashi. See all the Rashi's here. Chomesh midos garsinen. Kemotzi mashke. Nekev dak ma'od. To let liquids out, it has to be a very, very small hole. Even let liquids out. Shemashke yotzi. Tor melatame gistra. Kolomer im kli sholem hu. Eno niter b'kach. If it's a full kli and has a little hole in it that will let water out, but not let anything in, right, avalim hoyish, then it's still a kli for everything. It's makabel tuma. It's a kli for everything. Avalim hoyish shever kli. If it was a broken piece of the kli, v'hoyeroy l'shtamish bo the makabel tuma mishenishbar. Right, lamaisa. Once it's broken, it's still makabel tuma. Right, a shever kli is makabel tuma. Kedisnan hein v'karker osein v'dofen osein yoshvin shalom miskumachim. If you have a kli that broke, right, so the halacha is mishtamish only tuma the rabbanon. That if they can stand, the pieces can stand on their own, right? Then they're still mekabel tumah. Tumas, that's called tumas gistra, beilu treifas. The nikiv shuv kemotzi mashka, and that broken piece now got a hole in it that let liquid out. Eino tamei od mishum toras gistra. Gistra shever kli. Gistra is a broken piece of a kli. Ulekami meforish taima the ain shever kli choshev latsniyo mishenikov. Nobody's going to hold on to a broken piece of the kli if it has a hole in it. They only use it to support a full kli that has a hole in it. But to take, you know, a patch on a patch, that you don't do. The lomar hobe gistra acher v'naniach tachtav. You don't say, bring another piece of broken thing to put under this broken thing. Lekavel tif tif hanotev mizer, to catch the drops. Avlim hoya kli sholim v'nikiv ma'at, ein ma'abdin also. People don't throw away a whole kli that has a little hole in it. Ela omer havi gistra acher v'niach tachtav. Let's bring a broken piece of a kli and it'll catch the dripping. V'adayin kli hu l'kadosh bo mechatas. But it's still, if it only has that small hole and it's a whole kli, then it's what's it called, still a kli to be mekadosh mechatas. Klomer in kli sholim hoya v'nikiv kemotzi mashka. Adayin kol toras kli olav. Even to mekadosh mechatas, it has a din of a kli. It's kli for sure, mekabel tuma. That even for this, that you need a real bona fide kli, it's a bona fide kli. Pay for par the bein kli roy. You'll see ma'im chaim al keli. That's to be a kli that's fit for use. The cause change from mekabel tuma. Surely it's mekabel tuma. For that, even bigger holes still make it mekabel tuma. Nikip kekonis mashka. It has a little bit bigger hole that will let liquid in. Shimoshivo alamayim nichnas besocho dahainu nekev rochav ksas. It's a little bit bigger hole. Tor melakadosh bo mechatas. You can't use it anymore to mekadosh mechatas. Tor lavdafka. It doesn't mean it's tor, right? Ela kamot toher yoma kolomer batalom mitoris kli. The day is gone, right? This is wiped off. This is cleaned out. You're cleaned out with this kli, right? To use it for mechatas. Vadayin kli hulinin hechsher zroyim. But it's still considered a kli that if zroyim are in it, they won't be mekabel hechsher. Because they're in a kli, they're not in the ground. Hazruim besocho diktlushin ninu. They're considered separated from the ground. Vafilu rabbanon, and then they are mekabel hechsher, right? Because they're not considered the ground. Vafilu rabbanon she'ein nekav zor roy lo hariach lachul. Even according to rabbanon, this is not called an otzitz nakul. Otzitz nakul has to have a hole in the bottom that's kemotzi shorish, where it's as big to let a shorish through. Nikev kishorish cotton havitvei mid the koni smashes bigger hole. Than just water that will let liquid in. This is a thing that doesn't just drip out, it pours out. Torah Melach is right. L'Rabbanan, Davi Notzitz Nakel, according to Rabbanan, that this is considered an Otzitz Nakel, that's a big enough hole to make it an Otzitz Nakel. So a flower pot with a smaller hole than this is not considered an Otzitz Nakel, even according to the Rabbanan. V'adayin klihu l'kabe bozesa. Shushir l'tuma v'chol kli cheres ha'osri l'ochlin. That's the normal average shear to make a kli tar if it has holes bigger than zesim, right? Then by kli cheres, that's not mekabel tum anymore, and it's tar. Stam kozman shlo yichdol rimonim mekabel adayin tuma. It's still mekabel tuma, and it still remains tameh if the hole is smaller than a zayis. But if it's bigger than a zayis, then it's not mekabel tuma anymore, and it's tahar if it was mekabel tuma, and unless you're meyachid it l'rimon. Tahar mekabel bozesim, kolomer mekabel old tuma mishum torah stam kli cheres, shari shiur and kezesim. Vim hoysel of tuma nitar mimena. If it was tame, it becomes tahar, and it won't be mekabel tuma if it has a hole of a zayis, as long as you didn't set it aside for something bigger than zesim. You just left it normal, average kli is tahar if it has the holes the size of a zayis. If you designated it now to use it for rimonim, mekabel tuma mikan lahaba, then it will be mekabel tuma. It already was tahar, because when it got the holes of the zesim, it was miyuchad for zesim, so it became tahar. But now, if you're miyachad it rimonim, it is now becomes a kli again, and it'll be mekabel what's it called tuma mikan lahaba. Oh, im hoya miyuchad rimonim mitchila lo nita. Or, if l'chatchila you were miyached this kli for rimonim, and not for smaller things than rimonim, then, if it was tamei, and it got holes in it the size of zesim, it's still tamei. Tar miklum, mishum kli. It's tar, it doesn't have any din of tumas kelim anymore, if it had a hole the size of a rimon, even if you're miyached it of something bigger. Elim ke matzniol gistra, then you tamei b'toras gistra, unless you put it aside to be used as a gistra, not as a kli. As a backup for another kli, that still has tumas gistra, but that's not tumas keli. We said there's 5 meters in kli cheres, but this is not a kli anymore. This is only mekabel tumas on gistra. Imhoya mukat tzamit pasul, v'huba oel anes, right? It's sealed on the top, even though it has a hole on the side or on the bottom or whatever, and it's in the oel anes, ein tuma nechneses bo derech nekev. Tumas ohel will not go in through a hole. It'll only go in through the top. And therefore, even if it has holes in it, as long as most of the kli is still there, right? It's not, most of the kli is broken, it's not a kli. But if most of the kli is there, it's still considered a kli, legabe tumas ohel, and the tumah won't go in through anywhere else except the top. And if the top is sealed, then everything inside is not tameh in tumas ohel. Ashifas rubo. That's if it's a kli that has a hole. But if it's nifchas rubo, if most of it's not there, it's not a kli that has a hole, it's not a kli. So then the tumah goes in because it's not a kli. Okay. Ela mukav, the mukav tzomit pasul, shem nikav kamotzi rimon. Okay, that's the next piece. We'll save that for tomorrow.